Hey, Potters. Happy 2024. Welcome to this episode 288 of the podcast for all things cosplay. Wow, I haven't done this in 2 months.
You can tell.
Hiccup.
Hiccup. It's okay. Hey, it's a new year. Redo. Go.
You seriously want me to redo it?
Nah, you're fine. It'll just be part of the process. You know, when I squish something together for our YouTube trailer, it'll just be a funny.
Of course.
It'll be a funny.
There has to be some variation every time we do this, because otherwise everything is the same for like 300 episodes, which we are coming up on this year.
Actually, we're not. Here's the funny part. When I planned everything out, the last episode of this season will be 299.
Season
14 will start with 300.
We'll build the anticipation. Yes.
I don't know how that happened. Woo!
We'll have to plan something big for episode 300. But first. We need to start with what's going on in this episode in January 2024. We'll deal with episode 300 later.
We got a year. It's fine. Plenty of time. 12 yes. months. We're good.
Yes, indeed. As you can tell very clearly, it is very chilly here in Texas. And so it is a very good time to stay inside where it's nice and warm and work on cosplay.
Way.
Which we heartily encourage everyone else to do, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. In the Southern Hemisphere, it is not quite so cold. In which case, go outside and enjoy wearing the cosplay that you've worked on. There is a time for all kinds of cosplay.
Sure.
I'm saying. Anyways. Cosplay updates.
Yes, the standard and the traditional of opening every Cospot episode with a cosplay update.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to start this time.
Oh, okay, cool. So, I don't have anything to show. Shocking, I know. It's okay. What I've been doing, honestly, is I've been going through my stuff and cleaning. And I've just been getting rid of things that I've kind of accumulated over the years. Some of it may make Amber a little twitchy at me, and that's just gonna have to roll with that. So I did the quote-unquote spring cleaning, but in the winter. It's fine. If you were to look at my space right now, you'd be like, it doesn't look any different. Well, it's all the stuff in my storage bins and whatnot, and I'm wanting to get through and organize them better. I realized as I was going through my thread and throwing out thread that I had like just a teeny little bit on the spool. It was not enough to really make a straight line, but you were like, why am I keeping this? Throw it. And I got a bunch of those little spool buddies, those silicone ones. Man, those are cool. I like them a lot. I recommend them. They're great. They're good. But as I was going through them, I was like, how did I accumulate so much thread to the point of I'm going to buy myself another thread container to store it properly, because my excess thread is still in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, and that's overflowing too. So while in the process of trying to get rid of stuff and clean things up, I'm like, I need to organize as well. So I got myself an extra thread container thing. I've got myself some sorting stuff for my cabinets that's coming in like a couple of weeks, so how to help me keep things straight. Because I just want to get stuff out of the Ziploc bags. I want to be able to pull open the drawer and see where everything is and access it immediately and not have to pull out bags to kind of start scrounging for stuff and figuring out, okay, where did I place the scissors? And I don't want to keep doing that. So I'm hoping that that'll help. But I also dumped. I dumped a lot of fabric, which kind of hurts my heart. I filled an entire 20-gallon bag full of fabric. And it got thrown into the bin. And before you all start saying, but Val, why didn't you donate it? I couldn't donate it. Unfortunately, it was material that no one around me, the very limited places that exist around me, it was stuff that nobody wanted. So I was like, okay, well, and I didn't want it to sit here and wait for friends to kind of pilfer off of it over the next couple of years. I'm like, no, it just needs to go. So it goes. So now I have a nice, fairly empty fabric storage system, which means I can buy more fabric.
That's the whole point of cleaning, right? So you can fill it right back up.
Exactly! We know how the system works, right? Right. So yeah, if you came in the space, you wouldn't see the changes, but if you start opening things, you're like, oh... Yeah, you did some cleaning. And I'm planning to do the same with my closet, go through it, maybe throw out a couple of costumes that I haven't really touched in a long time, and then maybe like some of the sentimental value has lost it, and it's like, you know, this can go away now. It's fine. I need to do the same thing with the wigs, but that one's already pretty well organized. It's just a matter of taking things out, giving it a look over, and being like, do I want to keep this? Will I wear this again? That's the thing. Will I wear this again? And if I'm like, no, go. However, the trash bin was a little full after I threw away all that fabric and some of those crafting supplies. So I had to wait a week. We're going to take another gander at it in about a week or two, and then we'll start throwing some of those costumes out. But there you go. Those are my cosplay updates. I don't know what the plan is for this year as far as making costumes. I've been debating on going back through stuff that I've made in the past and maybe remaking them. Now that I have more skill set under my belt, I know what I'm doing compared to what I was doing 15 years ago. And I know I can make things way better now. So I don't know. I've been toying with that idea for the last couple of days, and I think it'd be kind of fun. I have a couple of quote-unquote easy costumes in mind that would take me no time to put together. I think it's just more of mechanically like planning everything out and being like, okay, I have to do this, 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 and this. And once I get the steps figured out, it's like, zoom, done. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. So no real cosplay plans for this year yet, but they're percolating up here.
Coffee.
We do love them coffee beans. So yeah, that's all I got for cosplay stuff.
My turn
in your turn.
I actually didn't work as much on cosplay for the last couple of months, and that's mostly because I took some time off and did some traveling, which has been on my bucket list for a while. And that was magnificent. I highly encourage folks to go out and do a little traveling when you have, you know, appropriate resources at your disposal. Just everything happened to come together at a good time for me. So I did that. And then I started working on Athena again, and then the holidays showed up, and I had to take another break so I could do holiday things. But in the meantime, I did do a little bit of experimenting because, you know, Amber is perpetually experimenting in her cosplay office. And so I wanted to show some of this to you. I know that you all have seen me show off the Folk Art Metallic line, which y'all have seen this before. These are not new. However, they do have something new. In fact, they have two new things. This is not an advertisement for Folk Art. They are not sponsoring the show. They do not compensate us whatsoever.
We just happen to like them.
We just happen to like them, and this is what was available to me in the store when I went looking for things. They have a new line called Color Shift.
Yeah, I saw those, and I was really curious about them.
And what these are standard, almost somewhere halfway in between metallic and glitter.
Mm-hmm.
For different colors, and when you turn it in the light, it's supposed to shift colors. The name. It's supposed to be like just a little bit on the iridescent side, basically, or opalescent. And so I got a couple of these to try. And then in addition to those, they've also got a new line called Glitterific, which from the name you can probably tell.
I am just so afraid. Have you tested that one yet?
Yes, and that's what I'm going
to
show you.
I was about to say, does it look like glitter out of a bottle? Because when I first saw that in the store, I was like,
no.
Oh my God, I can't.
This one is called Clear Hologram.
Okay.
There's a reason for it, and I'll show you in a moment. And then this one is called Black Opal.
Okay.
I have not used this one. I used this one. And I can do a review of the two different new product lines later on. But I'm showing you these so that you know what I used when I'm about to show you the thing that I did.
Okay.
Okay, so let me scoot those over to the side for a moment. Because what I wanted to do is experiment with different painting techniques. Because that's something that I would love to do more of with not only my props, but my accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can really elevate a costume when you have really nicely made accessories that go with it. It's kind of the equivalent of blinging something up just with accessories, basically. And so what I wanted to do, I don't know how well this is going to show up, so I will back it with a napkin because of the color. But I wanted to try and do something that looks like black opal.
Yeah, it's not quite focusing, so it's a little... I mean, you can see where it's iridescent.
Yeah. There's only so much I can do with my lighting the way it is. I'll have to take pictures.
Yeah, take a picture and send it over, and I'll insert it.
But basically, I was trying to recreate the look of black opal, which is very difficult to do in painting because it has so many different, like, iridescent flecks and swirls in it that are naturally made.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually turned out very well. Very, very well. And that was the one where I did not use the black opal glitter on it. But I did use it on the white opal. Which, again...
Yeah, take a photo of that and send it on over, because it's a little...
I'll have to take a photo, because my webcam is not going to catch anything that's, like, that up close. See, it's even more blurry when I do it up close, so...
It didn't really work, did it?
No. But this one, I did use the glitter on. And what it ends up looking kind of like is if you've ever used the really large glitter flakes that mm-hmm. you can get with resin casting kits...
Yeah.
They're usually sold with, like, the UV resin stuff. It looks like that. Because what the product ends up being are those really large iridescent flakes in a very thick gel.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you it's a finishing primer. Or it's a finishing coat. But it's not like any finishing coat I have ever used in my life with paint.
Okay.
Most finishing coats that you'll get are even thinner than the consistency of Mod Podge.
Right.
They're thin, they're almost watery. It's almost like a wash.
Yeah, exactly.
Most finishes are like that. This is not that. This is a freaking, like, lotion grade gel with those iridescent large.
Oh my.
So you have to apply it sparingly. Unless you want it to look like a rainbow party that you know, a unicorn decided to invent.
I was thinking you could probably water it down, I would hope.
You're not supposed to.
Oh, even better.
It is supposed to be used as is. And so it does not take very much to coat a large surface. But... it turned out incredibly well.
Good.
For the opalescent effect I was going for, because I wanted to see if I could make opal jewelry that would go with maybe some of the Lolita stuff I was looking at. Because the costume I wanted to make is basically like black and purple themed, and so black opal would go really well with that.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, you know, maybe I can make some black opal jewelry to go with it.
Sure.
So that it would look fancy, because black opal's very expensive. I don't want to buy any. Opal in general is.
Yeah.
So that's why I was experimenting with it. Plus I had some casting blanks left over from the mod melts that were a brilliant golden yellow that can't really be used for anything else. So I was like, opportunity for experimenting time. So that turned out really well, and I will do a product review on those later on. And in fact, I will probably do a tutorial to show you how to get an opalescent effect, because you can use it for other things, like, besides just jewelry if you wanted to.
Sure, yeah.
It looks really cool in person. It will look better when I send you guys pictures and not on my lovely webcam that doesn't know how to focus up close.
I will take your word for it for the time being, because I remember seeing those in store and just thinking, that looks like a bottle of glitter. I'm going to stay as far away from it as humanly possible.
Now, to be fair, if you want just a glitter glaze where you just want a finishing wash that has a reasonable amount of glitter in it, like actual tiny
specks,
like powdery glitter.
Okay.
Then get Delta Ceramcoat Sparkle. It is literally called that. It's just called Sparkle Glaze. And it's usually used for snow effects on Christmas ornaments.
Okay.
So it's a very watery kind of wash. It's for ceramics.
For ceramics.
Right. But it has a reasonable amount of glitter in it. And when you see the difference, the black opal stuff I did, I used the ceram coat sparkle glaze.
Okay.
I did not use the glitter. On the white opal, I used the glitter, and you will see the difference.
Okay, cool.
It's just a different kind of effect. It's not bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking either one. Just as with all things cosplay, you have to choose the appropriate, like, you have to choose the appropriate materials and process that mm-hmm. you want to get your desired effect in the end.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, you just won't be satisfied with how it looks. I had to redo the white opals, actually, because I wasn't happy with how it looked originally. And I did borrow a very large page from Bob Ross. So, thanks, Bob. Appreciate you.
Making your happy little opals.
Yes, they were happy little accidents, thankfully. So, yeah, I did some casting to get rid of, like Val, I was doing a bit of spring cleaning. I had last little bit of resin left. It wasn't going to be good very much longer. So I just went ahead, did some minor casting, did the experimentation with painting, worked some more on Athena. I've actually been doing just a little bit of DIY here and there around my abode for storage. I've been trying to build little storage nooks so that I can start storing things properly instead of just having them spread everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like you, I have been dumping things, not fabric.
Not a 20 gallon bag of fabric.
No. But I have been going through my paint collection, throwing out paints that take them, they're no longer good.
I did that too.
You can't reconstitute those once they're dry. Mm-hmm. Like that, just throw them out. I've been going through trims. I've been going through things like sequins and cording and accessorizing. I've been going through notions, and it's like, am I going to use this in the next year? Yes or no. There is no maybe. Yes or no.
Good.
And if it's no,
get rid of it.
I chuck it.
Good. Yes. Marie Kondo that crap.
That's kind of the standard that if you're ever doing cleaning of any sort, you have to basically ask yourself, am I going to use this in the next short period of time? You can't say like 2 years, you can't say 5 years, because then you become prone to hoarding like me. You have to set a reasonable deadline. Like, am I going to wear this in 6 months? You do the same thing with cosplay. Am I going to wear this in 6 months? Am I going to wear this in 1 year? If not, sell it, donate it, take it apart, use all the part, recycle all the materials that you used. That. I don't want to keep going on that. But yes, cleaning is therapeutic.
Very.
So that has been my 2 months.
We've been busy doing miscellaneous cosplay things that were not directly, they are related to cosplay, but not directly related to making a cosplay.
Right. Because we were also doing a lot of cospod things.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Segue into our next segment.
Sure!
we also spent part of that 2 months doing cospod things. If we're not on air, we're still doing things for the podcast.
And updating and getting things ready for the season and all that. But lucky season 13 that it is. Out of leap year, no less.
I mean, we still work on getting guests for interviews. Mm-hmm. We're still reviewing products. We're still acquiring things. We have website maintenance that we take care of and social media things. So we're still doing all sorts of fun, busy things.
Yes.
So why don't we start out, since we did mention it at the top of the show in mm-hmm. episode 300, which will be next year. And I know Potters are sitting there going, how do you get, why is there...
We need more fingers and toes.
Because we're changing the schedule of the podcast this year.
We're going to be making it a little bit different. We decided that we're going to move to a once-a-month format. And the primary reason behind that is we really want to improve the quality of the show. And it's a bit difficult for us to get enough guests, to get enough time to make the really good tutorials or to get the in-depth interviews when we only have like a week and a half turnaround time to make it happen. So we were like, if we had that extra 2 weeks to do something really, really good, we would much rather put that energy and effort towards making a really good episode instead of just a couple of, okay, here's some okay-ish episodes with other stuff fitted in between. So that means that we're going to be going from like 17-ish episodes a year down to 11. This year will be a little bit different only because in January we're going to do two episodes for you guys because we do have an interview coming up that we're very excited about and we want to share it as soon as possible. So you'll get two episodes from us this month, but then after this month it'll be one a month through November. We'll be taking December off and then we'll be back in January. Currently it's going to be set up where the recording schedule is every third Friday of the month, and then the release will be the last Saturday of the month, which is usually the fourth Saturday. Kind of worked out really nicely. March is going to be the weird anomaly, but don't worry about that. We'll make sure to let you guys know when the recording time is. So yeah, that's the big change for us is that we're going to move to a once a month schedule, and we are hoping that this change you guys will really enjoy because we want to provide you all with much better content.
Now, that said, if you have any specific topics that you want us to cover, any product you'd like us to review, that includes cosplay books because there are plenty of those coming out lately. If there's anybody that you would like us to interview, all of that is still very welcome and valid. Please send those suggestions in to us so that now that we have the time, we can plan for it and make sure that we bring you that quality content.
Absolutely.
Now, that said, we may occasionally have one-off live broadcasts, and they won't necessarily be CosPod the podcast formally. We might just do, crafting with CosPod, where we'll just sit and have an hour crafting session and just chat with you all live. Or maybe we'll have a random Q&A section, like an Ask Me Anything with the hosts of CosPod. That sort of thing. Very informal, off-the-cuff kind of things. Those won't be on a scheduled basis, so please don't expect them in the 2 weeks in between our recordings and our releases. We're going to hew pretty closely to our schedule.
Yeah.
But occasionally, you may see us pop in. And of course, we'll let you all know this on social media in
Oh, yeah.
advance so that you all can make plans to join us live if you wish.
And we'll still have our after session. That's not going away. We'll still have those every single episode. So it's 11 times 2, so 22. So we're still getting about the same number of episodes, but it's just going to be a slightly different format. It also means our episodes might be just a smidge longer. I think what's really funny is that at one point, Amber and I were like, okay, we're trying to stick to 30 minutes. And then we just gave up on that really quickly. And so everything just kind of got extended to about an hour and then some change. So that's probably still going to stick around. Go us. We're great at time management there.
But it is always a fun time. And of course, this also gives new potters and existing potters an opportunity to go back to our archives because we've been here for 12 years already.
Good
We have
Lord.
plenty of shows, maybe not the first season. Maybe don't go back to that one.
No, I don't even
Only
think that's on YouTube. Maybe it is. I don't remember anymore. Don't go to the first season. If you want to listen to us, just go to our feed because that'll have the better episodes.
But you're welcome to go and explore our archives. In the meantime, we have plenty of show material, not just of ours, but on our channel. You can also go and watch panels that we've recorded from a
Yes.
ton of other really talented people from other conventions, and you all are more welcome to go back and view those as well. All right, so next thing.
Next big thing is just as a reminder for everybody, I mentioned this towards the end of last season, is that Google Podcast is in the process of shutting down. It'll officially be shut down in April. So if you listen to us on Google Podcasts, you want to move your butt over to something else. You can go to YouTube, you can go to our website, you can go to Stitcher, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Podbean, you can go to Podchaser. Pretty much any podcast thing that exists, we are on it, and you will have no trouble finding us. So just go ahead and start making that migration on over. We will maintain the audio version as well as the video version. Funny enough, the whole point of us having the audio version was so we could get on Google Podcasts. So thanks, Google. But I will keep the audio version going because we are on Spotify and other places like that, which is audio only. So we will keep that cadence up and running. So you have plenty of options, but you might want to start migrating and getting away from the Google Podcasts because they will be no more pretty soon.
Indeed. Usually YouTube and our own website are the best places to find us and the most consistent.
Yeah, I would say with YouTube in particular, that's where you're going to get the high quality video versus the one that I have to compress to heck and back to make it fit on our website.
It's also where you'll exclusively see our after sessions.
Yes, it's the only place you can find our after sessions. We don't even post those on our website. It's a YouTube only thing.
Yep. And of course, if for any reason you cannot find our podcast, if any of the feeds are broken, or if there's a different format that you need them in, please, please, please contact us and let us know, and we'll do our best to work with you. Mm-hmm. Can't make any promises that we can fix all problems, but we will do our best to work on it. All right. Next.
Next.
So many cross-pod updates.
Whee!
Our website has been updated.
It is ready for this year. Yay.
Yes. Everything should say 2024 on it.
In season 13, there's a nice big block there ready for episodes to get shoved in, but there's nothing posted yet because obviously this is the first episode of the season. And you may notice that the website is going to have a couple more routine updates, a little bit more than normal. If you see it go down, don't freak out. Wait 5 minutes and come back. Go make yourself a cup of coffee. Go heat up some tea in the microwave. Then come back and you should be fine. But if it's been longer than 5 minutes, please let us know. But otherwise, we're going to have more routine updates now that I have a little bit more time to actually go and update it more often. It'll be great.
Indeed. And that's generally the best place to get updates on where CosPod will be and when.
Yes.
Since we don't necessarily use all of our social media as much anymore. Things mm-hmm. like what was formerly Twitter, things like Facebook. It's just a little bit easier to find information up to date about what we're doing on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of where CosPod will be and when,
mm-hmm.
we are looking for suggestions for conventions where you all would like to see us. If you have suggestions for not only places where you might like to see us, but maybe cool cons for us to go to, please feel free to let us know, because we're actually trying to assemble our convention schedule for this year. There aren't any solid plans just yet.
Right.
Everything is still kind of up in the air. Like, we have some tentative things we would like to do. But
sure.
Of course, we're always open to other suggestions, especially if they are newer cons.
Yes.
We may not know about them because we don't always get a chance to hear about them from social media and from friends and such. So if you have newer cons that sound really cool, please let us know. We would love to consider them. Can't promise we can go to all of them. We only have so much time, so much money, and so much gasoline to put in the car.
Exactly. But we would like to know.
We will consider it.
Yeah, I know. I think this is something, I don't know, Amber may agree with me on this one, but I really would like to get out and do more smaller events. I don't really want to do these big, bulky fan expo cons where it's hundreds of thousands of people. I want to go to a nice small con where it's maybe 500 to 1K people, maybe even 2K. A lot more chiller, a little bit more, you know, starter, newbie friendly, kind of get a feel for things again. I think that would be much more entertaining for me and kind of have more of that niche con life instead of the big, bulky, oh my God, it's $100 for a 1 day pass con.
Yeah, it's not just price, but it's a little easier to enjoy the con
when
you're not having to worry about fighting crowds to get through hallways to get to different rooms in the con. So I would say nothing larger than A-Fest, which is 5,000. Nothing larger than that, if you all don't mind. Just because even A-Fest at max capacity started to get pretty crowded. And we would like something just a little bit more of a relaxed feel to it. Because I think we've done quite a bit with, like, busy, packed cons with packed schedules and running from panel to panel and that sort of thing. We'd like to veg just a little bit.
And I'm hoping that with us going to smaller cons, too, it would give us the opportunity to see new panels.
Yes.
Things that we don't get to see often at the big cons because they like to keep the bread and butter staples, where they know meat and potatoes, we will recycle the same thing every year because we know people are still coming in. There's new people, new faces, whatnot. Whereas at the small cons, people tend to be a little bit more experimental with their programming. Mm-hmm. And it would be great to see some of the more unique cosplay panels from those locations. So that's my hope too, fingers crossed.
We're not knocking Cosplay 101.
No.
Just that we've seen enough of them and the content is pretty similar. Like, yes, there may be a couple new things from panel to panel.
Like new materials are out and that's pretty much it.
Exactly. We would love to see like panels on specific new techniques.
Yeah.
Just new ways of doing old things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of content we would really love to see. It doesn't even have to be like cosplay 201 or cosplay 301. We're not asking for anything advanced. Just something different.
Just something a little bit more unique. That's all.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we encourage you, if you've been thinking about giving a panel, providing, teaching a panel at your local con and you haven't felt ready for it, small cons are a great place to do that.
Absolutely. 100%.
So highly encourage, if you want to go out and teach panels, please apply at your local cons. You don't have to do it at the big cons. You don't have to worry about the pressure or anything like that. Small cons are much better. And we say this from lots of experience.
So much experience. Way too much experience.
We have taught panels for a long time.
A very, 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 very long time. I know Amber more than I have, and she's smarter than I am, so.
I have a lot of experience.
You were running around at conventions before I was, so I know you've got way more experience than me.
Yes. I feel old.
Yeah, it's okay. We're both old. High five. Woo! So, the other thing, too, is if there are any cons that you want us to be at as guests, now is the time to submit those suggestions to those conventions or to let us know, like, hey, could you guys, like, fill this out, this application, so you could possibly be a guest? Because that would be cool. That would be great. But we just don't know where people want to see us. So you got to kind of put us out there and be like, hey, can you invite these people? Or you can just shoot the applications our way. We're happy to fill them out. If there's a genuine interest in us being at a con as a guest, let us know. We would really appreciate that.
And that goes for small cons as well. We're happy to be guests at smaller cons and help them get off the ground. We can provide quite a bit of panel content. We have all of our own costumes ready. We can provide our own transportation. We can even provide our own filming services. So we have plenty to offer at local conventions. We just have to be invited. And yes, Starman, tomorrow is a bit short.
a little late to be telling us that, but that's okay.
we appreciate it. We're not knocking it. We appreciate you. Thank you very much for letting us know. Just yes, agreed. That is very short notice.
I know Starman is very aware of a lot of the smaller cons in the area, so I'm hoping to poke his brain to let me know of like other things that are going on, because I would like to start surfing the area and find something new to chill at.
Yeah. I know that I'm not going to be someone going to dozens of con this year.
No.
If I make half a dozen. But I would like to go out and about. My plans are really tentative right now, especially given current situations.
Sure.
There's a lot of people very sick right now. And so hopefully once we're past that, then I can start looking at, you know, conventions around the area to hopefully get out and about and meet some people again, because it's been a little while and I miss it.
Yeah.
But all right, that's everything I've got.
Yeah, that's everything that we got for CosPod updates, which pretty much wraps up the episode. Oh my, Amber, it's been 30 minutes. We're doing it wrong.
Well, to be fair, this is kind of one of those ad hoc episodes that I mentioned. This is not a regularly scheduled episode. So yes, this is a little bit short. We do still have an after session, so stay tuned for that. But do keep in mind that our normally scheduled episode will air later this month, and it will be your usually expected hour plus long episode.
Super size episode. It'll be a very fun interview. I'm looking forward to it. I know Amber is very much looking forward to it.
This is one of my fangirl episodes.
Yes.
I'm very excited for you all to get the chance to meet this individual. I don't want to say more than that because I don't want to give any hints.
Yeah. Let's keep it a surprise for when we drop that.
Very mysterious.
Ooh, spooky.
But yes, as we said, if you have any suggestions for topics, any product you want us to review, any people that you would like us to interview, any conventions you would like us both to attend and or guest at, all of the above. Please feel free to let us know via any of our social media, which you can find here.
Everything is located underneath Amber over to the left-hand side. For those who are listening, you can visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook, at Instagram, at Cosplay Podcast, on YouTube, at CosPodcast, out on Blue Sky, at CosPod. One day I will get that all right, but because now everything is so inconsistent, it's like blah. But there you go. Enjoy.
We took what we could. Alternatively, you can email us podcast@cospod.org. We'll get an answer from each one with newly updated Nick Cage memes.
Hooray! Oh, I gotta update that folder.
We can do it. We've got time.
Yeah, I got 2 extra weeks now. Yay!
Otherwise, please stay safe, stay healthy out there, please, 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 so that you can keep working on all of those lovely cosplays, so that we can all see your smiling, shining faces at a convention local to us ASAP. Otherwise, we will see you all in episode 289. Happy cosplaying, everybody. Good night.
Bye!